Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 55 of Your Birth Bestie podcast. This week officially marks 1 year of starting this podcast, and I cannot thank you enough for being here and listening every single week. This is by far my favorite way to get quick but impactful information into the hands of expecting parents, and I'm seriously so grateful for all of your support. Over the last year, I have learned so much in the process, and I try to tailor each episode to some of the most popular questions that come up with my own clients, with people who send me messages through Instagram or directly from my website, which you can also do at bethconnors.com/ask. But I really want this to be a space to get unbiased, non-judgmental, and empathetic, practical answers to all of the questions that you have about pregnancy, labor, birth, postpartum, and all of beyond in motherhood. So I hope I have been doing that justice, and I would love your feedback moving forward. I have a lot of great topics planned and some guest speakers coming up, but I do this for you. So your ideas and your feedback are really the most important. So with that being said, I have to ask you a huge favor that if you've been listening for a while and are enjoying this content, I would love it if you could review the show wherever it is that you are listening from or hit the 5-star review. It just takes a second. It would seriously make my day, but it would also help so much in the podcasting algorithm to help show these episodes to more moms who are looking for the same kind of information and encouragement that maybe you are. So I appreciate you so much if you are able to do this for me. And if you are new here, welcome. I would love to hear from you too. And you know, wherever you are in your own journey or what brings you to this podcast, you can find me over on Instagram at BethConnors_CNM, or you can also go to my website, BethConnors.com, to contact me directly. The connections that I have made with other moms and also other business owners over the last year has well exceeded my expectations. So thank you again so much for being here and supporting my efforts and helping moms feel connected to their pregnant bodies, to their babies, really learning how to trust birth and overall feeling informed and prepared for their own labor and delivery journeys. So this episode is going to be a short one, basically recapping the last year with some of my listeners' favorite takeaways. Also my own thoughts, and then a peek ahead to what is next. Hey there, I'm Beth Connors, a midwife and mom of two, but also your birth bestie. In this podcast, we'll dive deep into everything you need to feel confident, prepared, and in control, from baby bump to delivery room, from practical tips to personal stories. We'll cover it all so you know exactly what to expect every step of the way. Let's get into it. So within the last few days, I wanted to share that this podcast has hit 5,000 downloads, which is incredible, and also perfect timing for this 1 year celebration. It is also in the top 10% of global podcasts and has reached over 54 countries. I love growing this space so much and connecting with more families and really just seeing how accessible such life-changing and empowering information can be over something like a podcast. It is really just blowing my mind thinking about it. So thank you again for being part of it. If you are new here or maybe unsure which episodes to listen to next, I also wanted to feature the most popular episodes this year from listeners. And those include episode 37, which was all about early signs and symptoms of pregnancy and when to take a pregnancy test. Episode 3, all about empowering pregnant moms to be their best advocate for themselves in hospital birth situations specifically. Episode 21 is all about the first prenatal appointment expectations and then also questions to ask your provider to be sure they are the right fit for you. Episode 18 is all about labor positions, pushing tips, and how to avoid perineal tearing during birth. And then episode number 2 is all about my first traumatic hospital birth story, where I list all of the things that I would change now as a midwife if I had known all the things that I do now. So I would have had a completely different experience. There was quite a few unnecessary interventions and things I just didn't know. So I share my first birth story in episode 2 of this podcast. And looking back on the top 5 episodes this year, What this really tells me is that women want to feel empowered during their pregnancy and their birth experience. They want to know how to be their best advocate, just like in episode 3. And I know you have heard stories of women having challenging birth stories and wish things could maybe have been different, even knowing soon after that they could have been different and maybe had regrets about their own birth experiences after their baby is born, looking back on that. And I don't want this for any of you. The same thing that I experienced with my first pregnancy and labor and delivery story. And that is exactly why I'm here sharing all of this information with you over this last year in this podcast, that I hope you can go back and find episodes that are helpful for you too, wherever you're at in your own journey. There is information out there that is being withheld just for lack of time in prenatal appointments with your provider and lack of being able to have an open conversation with those people. Also, uncertainty by families to feel that they can speak up and control the trajectory of their pregnancy and their labor experience, because ultimately this does affect your birth story and the experiences and the feelings that you're having about your own birth. And then it also increases medicalization of birth or rushing along the birth process with these interventions that are maybe standardized in the hospital, but not usually necessary for low-risk moms wanting to support the natural physiologic birth process. Women's bodies know how to grow and nourish their babies in pregnancy without much effort at all, that we also have to learn to trust and support our bodies in the process of labor and birth as well. So sharing information with moms and especially encouraging them in those final days and weeks of their pregnancy that we know is so challenging emotionally and with that anticipation is something that I especially love doing, helping shift their mindset into trusting their baby and their bodies until something maybe tells them otherwise, is a very powerful and impactful role to have in a mother's journey. And I am so, so proud to be doing this work. Pregnancy and birth are not medical events and should not be treated as such across the board. There is absolutely a time and place for those conversations, but normalizing trusting birth I have found to be so rewarding and very effective with clients as well. So hopefully you have felt all of that message throughout these episodes as well in this podcast. And then episode 21, I talk about the expectations that you should have going into your first prenatal appointment and also tips on how to get a good feel for your provider to make sure that they are the right choice for you right from the start, because this is absolutely a critical point of having the experience that you want. And I am really glad that it is one of the most popular episodes this year, because creating that foundation of trust and expectations in your provider for your entire pregnancy and your labor and birth is just so important. You need to have somebody that you trust, but also somebody that will respect the times when you have questions, when you want the information to make a decision yourself, maybe with their guidance, but not for them to do it for you. And to feel supported in whatever decision that you choose, knowing that it's best for you as an individual person. Centering women in their care should be a core value in maternity care. And when done well, it changes the entire experience and outcomes for families in a positive way. And I've seen this happen so, so many times. And then episode 18 and episode 2 are both great episodes as well, because 18 is all about labor position recommendations, pushing tips, and preventing perineal tearing during birth, and really just overall knowing that you have a choice when it comes to these things. All of the information that I share, I feel like can come down to the point that you have a choice and you have the right to all of the information to make that choice. You have the right to take risks too, if that is part of the conversation and decision, because risks are really different for everybody and everyone has different values. This is why your provider shouldn't be making all of the decisions for you, and you shouldn't be expecting them to either. You know, you should be taking accountability for what's best for you and what's best for your baby. It should really be more of a collaborative approach. And then tying this into one of my first episodes, episode 2 is where I share my first hospital birth story that was not a good experience and that I would have done 1,000 things differently. But the difference there is that I didn't know that I had a choice. I didn't know that I could question my provider's recommendations or why I would even feel the need to if they were the expert. For example, I didn't know that I didn't need an induction unless it was medically necessary. That was kind of forced upon me to electively agree to that in the moment, or that I could postpone or decline medical interventions like an IV or breaking my bag of waters to speed up labor, antibiotics for GBS because I was GBS positive, purple pushing on my back for 4 hours, not changing positions, not asking for more time between interventions, and allowing my body to instead dictate the rate at which my baby was born rather than going along with these other things just to rush things along. I wish I would have asked for more information about why a vacuum device was being recommended or why a C-section was being threatened. What were the risks? What if I did nothing? What if I asked for more time? Why were none of those things even an option or discussed with me in the moment? It was more of directed to me and telling me of what the next steps were. Because long story short, the unnecessary interventions and traumatic birth story could have absolutely been avoided had I just declined a cervical check prenatally in the clinic at 39 and 6. So if you go back and listen to that episode, it really was that simple. But I would have never thought to speak up for myself, and I didn't know why I wouldn't do certain things, you know, or ask questions. I just completely went with the flow, and that felt fine for me at the time. And looking back, it is devastating that I didn't do more in those situations to change my birth story. Because this did cause me problems postpartum with tearing. I had a separation of my pubic symphysis. I had a lot of mental health struggles where I was in school at the time, new baby, my husband was in school, didn't know kinds of resources that were available to me, and I had breastfeeding struggles, and the list could honestly go on and on and on, and I just did not have the information, and I did not know that I had a choice. What would have changed my birth, and if you listen to that episode, I talk more about it, but what it is that unbiased, evidence-based information and the support and encouragement to make an individualized decision. Also, the time and the space to do what was right for me would have been really impactful in my own birth story. So my advice really is to plan ahead, to not ever feel like you are being rushed into a decision. Find a supportive birth team, even a doula or a birth coach to help you with this. And really focus on customizing your pregnancy and birth goals to be exactly what you want them to be unapologetically. It does not matter what anybody else wants. It's what you feel is best for you and your family. There is support for you out there to make it happen. And if those goals, you know, become unrealistic and they change, it is your plan that you can then deviate. And as long as you feel informed and equipped and supported to make the next best decision, and your experience, you know, can go on seamlessly with continued confidence and satisfaction that you did everything your way, even when those, you know, different challenges came up. So my takeaways from this year and that I will continue using moving forward is that all of you women that are part of this community feel heard and feel supported and comforted, feel challenged by some of the decisions that you may have to make in your pregnancy, but also have all the information on both sides, whether, you know, you have multiple options so that you can make the choice that is best for you and your family. I also want to continue providing practical tips and strategies on how to have the best pregnancy and birth experience and really enjoy this time without overwhelm and uncertainty. As always, please reach out to connect. I love hearing from each and every one of you, and let me know how I can help you during your pregnancy and parenting journey. Thank you again so much for being here to celebrate the 1-year anniversary of Your Birth Bestie podcast. The best way to support the show is to leave a rating or review wherever you are listening from and share this podcast with a friend who you think would love to learn more about their choices and how to make those decisions during pregnancy and birth. I appreciate your ongoing support more than you know, and I hope to see you back here next Tuesday for another episode. Bye, everyone.